And so at some point, there is a settling deep within, sort of inviting you to this time and space and place, a way in which, whether now or in a few moments from now, there might possibly begin to be a shifting. And that shifting brings the color of comfort as it begins to occur. Perhaps it could be interesting for you to become aware of the turn of breath, just noticing and becoming aware of it, your breathing. And as some sort of shifting begins happening in just right timing, eyelids might seem a little heavier, and again, maybe already closed. And perhaps whenever that is, if it's now or if it's already happened, it's just what seems right. And with noticing the breathing in just right ways, there is a sense to be taking three big deep breaths. Three big deep breaths. And when it feels right, like these three big deep breaths sort of signal that there is a different space and time now beginning to take place for you. And because eventually, as an imagination door opens, the color of comfort begins to show itself and becoming known to you. And as now, by now, your eyes are closed and a normal, natural rhythm of breathing happens, like waves coming in and going out. Breathing in and breathing out in a slow, steady rhythm. Waves coming in and going out. Breathing in and breathing out. And with those normal, natural breaths coming in and going out, those thoughts that have been rolling around now sort of get drifted right out of the mind, as the breeze could flow by and just move them from one side of the mind to the other, and then out, like watching clouds passing by in the sky, going to clear space. Just simply breathing in and breathing out. Because there's nothing to do right now but breathe. Breathing in and breathing out. Simply breathing. Nothing to figure out. Just simply breathing. And with these gentle things to notice, there is a sense of what we might call the no-time express. There is no time like this time. And since time is not toxic, this time right now doesn't really matter, does it? It only matters for the express purpose of drifting away. Drifting away and leaving it all behind. Leaving it all behind for now. Just letting go. As though the thought right now of getting up and getting going, it just might possibly be impossible. Like in slow motion, pushing against the wind on a sandy beach. Moving right now just seems against nature. Like it just couldn't happen. Like who would want to move at all? Because this stillness, this color of comfortable something seems to be happening now, all around and all through. Yet knowing, of course, there can be movement, like a scratch or a shift of the arm or the turn of the head. Of course, that could happen. But in the sense of it all, what does really make sense about moving at all? And that's kind of it, isn't it? Like moving at all right now just seems like a concept unknown to the very deepest center place within. And that deepest center place within is beginning to get even more peaceful right now. Because it has heard that now is not the time to move much at all. In fact, moving around very much just seems kind of silly when it can be this comfortable all around and all through. So the idea of the color of comfort and peacefulness flowing all around and all through is very kind of interesting. Like together, there is a combined something that can move. That this combined something can move all around and all through. The color of comfort and peacefulness flowing together, all together, all around and all through. And so from toes to heels to ankles to calves, a sense of comfort that might even begin to be imagined about like a color. This comfort has a color, and it flows all around and all through. A deeper inner calm beginning to form right now, drifting deeper and deeper, so that from hips to the midsection to solar plexus, the color of comfort continues and a deeper sense of comfort flowing all around and all through with a warm and nurturing sensation now flowing up through the chest. All around, more comfort, more calm, more color of comfort with every breath. For your breath continues flowing as well. Each and every breath you take, you're becoming more and more comfortable, drifting even deeper. So that when release is beginning to happen, whenever that is, it may have already started, or perhaps now, or even in a few moments from now, because when that does occur, a big relief, a big relief, like a 30-pound bag just dropped off the shoulders. Letting go now. Just letting go. Each breath deeper and deeper, and the easy flow of breath coming in and going out as space and time disappear more and more, drifting deeper. And the color of comfort continues now. Arms, hands, and fingers releasing. Each breath drifting deeper as comfort and peacefulness flowing around together through the whole being as it receives it and allows for it. Across the back and down again, for giving permission for this experience allows for the opportunity of the color of comfort to flow. And as it continues, all the way down the backside to the feet again, because the color of comfort and peacefulness flow all around together, harmoniously, all around through your whole being. So that in a few moments from now, when we take one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in, not yet, I'll tell you when, but when we do that, you'll become twice as comfortable as you already are. And as now the color of comfort and the peacefulness are again really swirling all around all together, all around and all through, at the base of your neck, up over the back of your head, all around your crown area, and down over your forehead, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And now one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and release as you go twice as comfortably as you already are. And just allowing the silence and the stillness now of that deepest center place within, as though it could take shape and form. And just allowing, being in that stillness for a few moments. Nothing to do. Nothing to figure out. Simply being peaceful and at center. And at center, there does come a deeper something that knows within to bring forward more of what may be wanted or needed. Just now, in the deepest center and peacefulness of it all, like that something within that knows, wants to convey something of importance. And there is a receiving and an allowing for that. Just simply as it comes in the waves, as it comes in the breeze, as it comes in the color of comfort movement, as it comes in the breath, it does come. And in the stillness, there is the something within that knows. And it is giving the important message of the day right now. And it may be known at this moment, at this time, or known a little later from now, or known even in conscious outer awake life, suddenly, spontaneously, just coming through, and the message is clear. Or it might even be in a dream at night. But it will be known in just right timing, for this is the message wanted and needed and given. Listening with the heart and hearing in the mind. For what is important to know. And as this message is received and allowed, it is assimilated, digested, and becoming a part of the whole being in a way that is very uplifting for you. And sensing and beginning to feel an upliftment even now, if the message has been delivered, or even the idea that the message is to be delivered. It's an uplifting moment, and it begins to bring that sense of your radiantly healthy image to your mind, holding that radiantly healthy image in your mind actually begins to be your experience, particularly now, at the top of your symbolic staircase, where we begin to see, sense, feel in a greater sensory way that image in your mind of you in strength, in harmony, in radiantly healthy you, that image, as though you're there in it, at the top of your symbolic staircase, with the something within that knows you so very well still communicating with you, the color of comfort all around you, soothing and relaxing. Every step down your symbolic staircase reinforces all of these ideas. And so with the left foot first at 20, going down now, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. And all negatives have been neutralized and released. And there is a clear mind, a clear whole being. And there is a going forward now, which is much easier. Everything is just so much easier because the color of comfort, the healthy, strong image, and because of this deeper way of comforting in peacefulness. And the rhythm of it all is just so much more calm. And the response is owned in a way that works now. As though just simple, easy, effortless, natural, without force, just being, and being at one in a very comfortable way with a sureness within. Somehow knowing the message either has already come through or is certainly on its way. And that the something within that knows, making it happen now. And more, there's a comfortable way about it all that simply makes it all doable. And that's it. Just doable. So much in a way that perhaps might even be inviting for you now to take a few more moments to imagine that it's time to take a sojourn. You know, some may say that making a visit to the Red Rock Desert is a good place to go. So opening the door of your imagination a little wider now could also be beneficial for clearing the mind even more. And by doing so, it can bring even more for the soul. You see, seekers often go to Red Rock Desert. It's been said there is a fire pit there, not too high up, on a ridge somewhere. And that fire in the pit, it's always burning. It's ready to burn away doubts and fears and bad habits and stress. Wondrous tales have been told about others who have climbed up the gentle sloping curve of those red rocks to that ridge, letting go of what they no longer needed or wanted. They tossed the old into the fire pit. Now, if someone were to do this, they would have figured out the way to prepare for such a journey, for comfort and security they would allow. Because, you know, it seems as though there is transformational power with that fire pit. For many have reported to receive ancient knowledge from taking this journey at twilight in the stillness of this desert, sitting alongside the fire pit, noticing everything with their senses. For what is seen or heard, perhaps touched or smelled, even felt, sensory awareness is high. And if there should be any remaining something that has not been let go of, that something more, that just that little something to be letting go of, as though you could toss it all in, toss it into that fire pit, let it go, anything remaining of what is no longer needed or wanted, toss it right into the fire pit. And then quiet. Quiet relief. The quietness of your easy breath. As twilight turns to night, the night sky becomes ablaze with stars. Secure you are now to receive what more may come for your soul, for you are still, and that's something within you that knows. As you're sitting alongside the fire pit in the most comfortable way, that something within you knows might show itself as a trusting, loving, unconditionally positive regarding something in a shape or a form of an image, as though it comes to be with you right there alongside the fire pit. And while it may have already communicated that important message, the fact that it may come now and show itself in a kind of way, of a shape or a form, an image that as either seen or felt, or some kind of sense of it being there with you as a protector, a guide, that ever-present something helping you to feel oh so very secure. That if you now wanted to ask of it something important that you need or want to know, you could. While it may have already brought you a message that it thought was important, you might like to ask it something specific about you or your life or a situation. And now's the time, for this is a backer and a supporter of you that comes right along with you beside the fire pit under a starry, starry night. So you can ask. And as you ask, just simply allow yourself to receive. Ask your question. And expect the answer to flow and come to you. And as we allow for a soothing and a comforting and a continuing ability through the mind, through the whole being, through the heart, to be listening, there will be a receiving and a knowing in just right timing for you. And if something comes that you're not quite sure about, simply ask this wisdom guide who's very helpful and there for you. For you. Ask it to please clarify. Clarify. And now for whatever has come at this time, let's appreciate it all. Appreciating the color of comfort and the peacefulness. Appreciating that something within that knows. Appreciating the red rock desert. And allowing yourself to know that all of these images certainly also appreciate you for being willing to take this journey, and know that because you have taken this journey, you're better for having done so. And so you are. And so for now, we let all the images fade for now, yet the strength of them stays with you. And as we bring back the good, the positive, and the true from this experience, we reinforce it all now at 0. And we begin to come up and out now at 1 with a deep cleansing breath in, a release. 2, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. 3, feeling oh so very comfortable and peaceful and at ease. 4, more alert and awake. And now 5, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake, and alert. Coming back. Thank you so much for coming along on the trail with me today.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You're so welcome. I hope you felt some relief. Yeah. And I'll see you next week. Is it September next week, or is it still August? Does anybody know next Wednesday?
September.
It is September, so we're going to start a new series, and we're going to take the mythic path and do some of the mythic imagery journeys. I think you'll really like it. We'll still get some good comforting from it all. So thanks again for being with me.
I'll
look forward to seeing you next week. Mwah. Bye-bye.
Cheryl.
Bye-bye.
Cheryl.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Please.
Yes.
Cheryl, hi. Could you please provide your email address? I have an old one.
Okay. It's CONEIL. I could probably put it in this chat, shouldn't I?
Okay.
CONEIL. Yeah. @, and then my name. Okay. There you go. That's it. CONEIL.
CONEIL @
Yep, CherylOneal.com. Okay. Very good.
Thanks, Cheryl.
You're welcome. Good, very good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Okay, so long, everybody. Morgan, if you want to wait just a minute, I'll speak to you. Okay, bye, everyone. Okay, Morgan, so that kind of gives you an idea, right?
Yeah, that was great.
Okay.
That was great to see.
Yeah, and so we go a little longer with a group than you would in a normal individual session. I've tried it many different ways. Sometimes I've done, 20 minutes, we come out, maybe talk about it, and then we, especially with the mythic, I've done that before, where we talk about it, and then we go back in and do another piece and talk about it. But this group going in and it just gives them, relief. I think it works kind of the best. So they end up being around 35 minutes, of going in and then having some kind of experience, Yeah. And, you come to see what's right for you and the group. I mean, it could be, you might take from this, and there might be other groups you might get to. This is once you get all the training and the imagery, I mean, you can mix and match and do whatever. And this happens today. I worked from chapter 5 in the imagery program, which is the next, that's the life passages, what's coming up next, right? Yeah, so, okay. And sometimes.
How long are your. Section, like a program, like when you start new programs, how long?
Usually they like here at WeSpark, they want to have a theme, so they want us to pick a theme. So I'm just kind of coming out of one called what did I call this? It was something about release. Or relief on summer days, DAZE, and some will do just actually straight up like pain relief. I kind of don't like, and I may take the mythic journey or doing some mythic stories, and I might count, you know, there's so many ways that you can just think of a little something that still is just encompassing a lot of the same imagery, you know. Not the same. I mean, I try to do something different every week. Most of the time I work from my own or just off the top of my head. Sometimes I'll use somebody else's something that I like that I found or something like that, you know. But and then what they do for this group is I send them the link because I record it. I send them the link, and then the people who can't make this or want to review it again can get it. And, you know, but that's just not for sale. It's not for, it's for their own individual use.
Okay, so you record as well going through the...
Yeah, I do for this group to have it. No, I did not. No, I used to, yeah, you know, long ago, you know, I would make CDs for the group, come back the next week and give them CDs, you know, if they wanted to work with it in between, because I felt I know the benefit. If these people aren't in individual hypnotherapy for what they're dealing with, this is always going to be helpful for them, you know, to find relief and to bring down the stress, which brings down the pain, which brings down the emotional duress, brings down everything that seems to sometimes get in the way, you know. Yeah, so they have it, you know, to revisit again or use in between. You know, I just do that for this group. Yeah, you know. And in that way, like I say for you guys, you know, I have your terms of use for the program that you can record for your individual clients these. You just can't market it, can't put it on your website, can't, you know, sell it. And even usually for a group, you're not recording, but... If you have something like this, it might, you know, you're going to talk to me about it, and I would, yeah, you know, would figure it out. Okay, I hope that's helpful. If you have any other questions, you can contact me. Who's your mentor, Morgan?
Cat.
Okay, so you're my granddaughter, right? Okay.
No, she's your grandma. No, grandma.
Right, exactly. Okay, so you're my granddaughter. Okay, very good. So anyway, have good. And I hope this was helpful, and I'll see you around in the imagery program another time, right?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much,
okay,
for letting me.
You are. Sure, absolutely. Okay, honey. Bye-bye.
I'll see you later. Bye-bye. Bye.